Last night we began discussing the halacha in Sif Aleph that the chiyuvim of Yomei Titein Schari and Baltalin apply to any type of rental, whether it's wages, echad schar odom, echad behema oikelim, any type of rental. Masha'inkein a mekach u'memkar, if you're buying something, there the halachas of Baltalin do not apply. Now this leads us to an interesting question. A fellow's car broke down, he went to the mechanic, and the mechanic did whatever he needed to do, and he presented him with a bill. He looks at the bill, and it says there's $200 was for the parts, and another $150 was for the labor. So the fellow pulls out $150, he pays the mechanic, and says, listen, I'm very machped, I don't want to be over in Yisr Baltalin. So I'm paying you for your wages. The other $200 fee that was for the part, that's mekach u'memkar. So there, I'm not there. There's no iser of baltalin. And when I have the money, I'll come back and I'll give it to you. The mechanic was a bit of a lamdin. He also was familiar with hilchos baltalin, which is important for everyone who's in the industry. He said, "Not so fast. This $150 that you give me, it's very nice. You want to pay me for my wages. I want to take it for the part. You now owe me another $50 for the part, $150 for the labor, and therefore, if you don't come up with the rest of the money by the end of the day, you're going to be over the Isser Baltalin." So what is the halacha in such a case? So over here, there's an interesting tzais in Simon Shin Vav. He's medamed to the sugya of Sitroi, and he says that the creditor always has the right to choose where the debt goes. If the creditor's owed money, the case there is really that's being discussed is someone lends money twice. Once they had one's with a shtar, with an IOU note, the other was without any sort of evidence, it was baal peh. So there, the creditor has the right to say, after when the debtor pays, he has the right to assign it, I'm taking this as payment for the debt where I don't have a shtar chayv, and therefore the promissory note is still valid, and I can use it to collect. So he says the same thing would apply with baal talin. If you have two debts, one for mekach u'memkar, one for wages, and the fellow makes a partial payment, so the creditor, the person who did the work, has the right to choose and say, I want to take it for the parts, and therefore, until you pay in full, you'll be over the Isser of Baal Talin. Now the Mechaber now continues and says that although Baal Talin applies to renting an animal or renting kelim, aval schar karka yesh mi sho'im shein oiver. Zok the Mechaber, that there are, so according to the Shittas Ramah, the Isser of Baal Talin in the midst of Yom Titin Schari does not apply to karka. If you're leasing land, or for pashtus, a house would be the same halacha, but we'll get to that in a few moments, there, the halacha of Baal Talin will not apply. It's only by Metalatalin, it's only when you're either hiring a worker, renting a car, Masha'inka and karka, something with real estate, there, the halacha of Baal Talin will not apply. Now, although the Mechaber brings down this opinion, if you look at the Pesach Teshuva, he brings down from the Goyin and the Shaar Mishpat, Chavetz Chaim as well, they all say that it is a machlokes, it is a Safek D'Oraisa, and they all say that even by Schiras Karka, even if you're renting real estate, you still should be machmer. The Ketzais adds that besides for the fact that if you're renting a piece of land, a person it's a machlokes, and therefore it's a Safek D'Oraisa. If you're renting a house, he adds that a house, if you think about it, when you're renting a house, the real estate may have always been there, but the house itself at one point was metalatalin. It was wood, sheetrock, whatever it is. It was metalatalin that was talosh l'psayt chibroi. So although at this point it is attached to the ground, the halachic status of such a talosh l'psayt chibroi is less clear, and therefore there's more of a reason to be machmer, and one has to assume that baal talin will apply by schiras batim. What that means is, if a person rents a house, he has a chiyuv to pay his rent on time, and if he's not timely, if he misses a payment, he is going to be over the Isser Baal Talin, and every time he makes a payment, there's the mitzvah of Yomi Titin Skara. Now, real estate leases do present an interesting question, because there are a number of reasons why a typical modern real estate lease may not be subject to the rules of Baal Talin. The first is we're going to learn in a few weeks that if a person hires a worker, and he gives a mashkin, he gives collateral to the worker to guarantee his wages, So according to some opinions, you are not over the Isser of Baal Talin. Since the worker has the security, he has the collateral, even though he hasn't received cash payment, you may not be over. Imkain, if a person rents a house, he leases a house, very often, when he signs the lease, he has to put down a security deposit. At that point, the owner of the house, the maskir, has collateral. He has a mashkin. And therefore, according to the Ashitos, even if you're late on paying the rent, since there's a mashkin, you may not be over the Isser Baal Talin. In addition, as we're going to see, rentals are always paid. You normally pay at the end of the term. You hire a worker when he finishes the job, when he completes the job, that's when he's entitled to pay. Typically today, in a lease, we pay in the beginning of the month for the future month. So you're essentially, as far as halacha is concerned, you are prepaying that rent. Therefore, although, like every davar shebamamin, if you negotiate and you agree you're going to pay on time, you have an obligation to fulfill your commitment, to honor your word. But as far as Baal Talin is concerned, an argument can be made. Baal Talin is only when you delay past the zman that the Torah sets, which means delaying past the last day of the month. And if you simply don't pay after the first day, although you're breaching your commitment, but to say you're over Baal Talin, to say you missed the Torah zman, that would be a chiddush. It is a discussion amongst achroinim. There are svaras lakan u lakan, but it certainly there is a svar to say you would not be over.